This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petroserve USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, we're loaded for bear today, by golly. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits at a PetroServe USA near you. This is the point of the show where we make you just a little bit hungry for what's happening at PetroServe USA today. Maybe there is some country fried steak in your future. I got that up at Harwood today. Ooh. Meatloaf for chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How's that sound? Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Scalloped potatoes with ham, Glendon. Tacos in Yulin and beef enchiladas at the 45th Street location of PetroServe USA. Our next guest is Brian Carroll. Brian is a co-founder of Grand Farm, formerly their director of organization. Now he is the chief innovation officer for Emerging Prairie, and that is, of course, the parent organization of Grand Farm. Big event happening today at Microsoft. It's called the Autonomous Nation Conference. In fact, it's still going on, and Brian was kind enough to slip out and tell us a little bit about what happened today. Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. We have a fun conference going on right now.
So tell me about the conference itself. What do you what's the plan today?
Well, it's a full-day event. We're here at the Microsoft campus, and what we're doing is we're bringing the autonomous world into agriculture. So all the things that we're showcasing here in North Dakota, the great work that's happening at UND, NDSU, at the Grand Sky, Northern Plains Test Site, and really trying to identify ways in which we can integrate this technology and make an impact in agriculture. Then after our event here at Microsoft, we're going to go out to the Grand Farm in Castleton, and we're going to see and demonstrate all the technology that we've learned about this morning and see it in practice, where people can see how this will impact agriculture and how we can become much more efficient with these use cases.
Very interesting. And we're really a leader, are we not, in North Dakota in the autonomous agriculture and unmanned aircraft system space, Brian?
Well, you can see it, especially at a conference like this. You start to realize we are a powerhouse, and what Senator Colvin and Senator Kramer are doing for the state by bringing a national and federal attention to it, it's attracting some of the biggest in the industry. Just look at what's happening in Grand Sky, Northern Plains Test Site, and the research that's happening. We are truly a powerhouse when it comes to unmanned and uncrewed vehicles.
Pretty exciting stuff. Now, I know that part of what was announced today, and we're going to talk with the Lieutenant Governor about here a little bit, is the Innovation Campus you're doing in Castleton. And what is an Innovation Campus, and what will that be in Castleton?
Yeah, this is what we're excited about. The Innovation Campus is where innovation meets the end user. And so this campus is going to be designed in order for organizations, industry partners, startups, researchers, all work together in a collaborative way so we can understand the pain points within the industry and help develop technology through autonomous systems in order to improve that. So our campus is going to be in Castleton. We have 140 acres that we have. And it's going to be designed to bring people out there so they can see that technology, but also how we can develop it. And with our partners and with our industry leaders, we have an opportunity here in North Dakota to be a world leader around that. And we need to have a spot where everything can happen. Researchers, industry partners, startups, VCs, all coming together, seeing what the world of technology will look like and being a part of that.
And where exactly the Castleton, for folks that are wondering when that's going to be located, where will that be?
So it's just right off the Lynchburg exit, just west of Castleton. If you look towards the north, you'll see the Tharaldson ethanol plant. If you look just a little bit to the east, you'll see North Dakota State University's seed farm. We're right in that ecosystem, and it's great because it's right in that community, and that community was born around agriculture.
Explain in kind of layman's terms, if you could, Brian, by the way, the co-founder of Grand Farm and the chief innovation officer for Emerging Prairie, the parent organization of Grand Farm, Brian Carroll, with us today on What's On Your Mind, talking about a big event that's happening at Microsoft today, the Autonomous Nation Conference. From the time the words Grand Farm were first uttered, and this plan was sort of on the whiteboard somewhere, to where we're at today, how much has innovation and technology grown? What couldn't we do then that we can do now, as an example?
Well, you know, I think when we first started the Grand Farm, this technology was in its just emerging state. Now what we're seeing is we're seeing it into operations, and we're seeing it impact the way that people do work. I mean, technology has been around, right? And it really takes an ecosystem to start to identify how it can be applied specifically into agriculture. Give a good example. We're here at Microsoft, the campus of Microsoft. They sit on top of a lot of amazing technology, but that technology needs people that understand agriculture so that we can incorporate that into it. And that's what we're doing here in North Dakota. We're doing in the Grand Farm is we're matching technology with experts. And when you do that, you're able to adopt that technology much faster. That technology isn't looking for a problem. We're solving problems with technology, and we can make a big impact. And that's what I've seen. I've seen a better utilization of technology and understanding what that technology can do in an ecosystem that's developing around solving problems using the best and the brightest around the country.
And give me an example, an example of how that's deployed, what folks will notice happening.
So today our friends from MNDAC and also CHS are going to launch the autonomous truck vehicle. And this was something that we did 3 years ago. And this was a demonstration that we did with a company out of Florida called Kratos. And what they did with our local Department of Transportation is demonstrated an autonomous truck, a lead follow system. Now today, we're looking at ways in which that use case can happen and be incorporated into other areas. And so some of our partners are starting to work with this company, develop that technology for their pain points, and then starting to launch that. This is the value of connecting people and creating environments in which that can happen.
So that's, in other words, for sugar beet farmers, you're talking about with MNDAC involved, I guess, right?
For sugar beet farmers, right, or any type of industry that has a lot of trucking that's required with it. And that's the challenge is we have, difficulties, especially lining up labor at the right time. There's safety concerns around it as well. And this is an example where autonomous systems can alleviate those two things, right? It can help alleviate some of the labor challenges that we have. But also there's a safety component that comes into it as well.
And you mentioned the DOT example. I was out there and watched that. That was fascinating. Describe that. How would that change the North Dakota Department of Transportation's world once that technology would be deployed, some of which I guess is already in the works, right?
Yeah, and it's really simple in the sense. It's the ability to have safety features in, especially in tight controlled areas. And so when you're looking at construction zones and you're looking at like snow plows, things of that nature where you have a lot of people out on the interstate, to be able to have that technology to help alleviate some of that activity. And guess what? Late breaking news, Scott. We have Lieutenant Governor Miller with us.
All right, super. Thank you, Brian. You've described that well, and it's great. Lieutenant Governor Miller, welcome. Thanks for joining us right off the stage today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here. It's an exciting day here in Fargo for all things autonomous.
So tell us a little bit about what you announced today.
Well, it was my pleasure just moments ago to announce that Grand Farm achieved its phase one of its campaign. They raised $15.1 million. In addition to that, the legislature has appropriated a $10 million matching grant that will help fund all of the great efforts at Grand Farm.
That really sounds exciting. Give me, I think when we say Grand Farm to a lot of people, they've heard about it. They know that, you know, it's autonomous innovation, but they don't know real sort of real life examples. What's your favorite thing that just makes your hair tingle, your scalp tingle, that this is going to be so neat when we get this perfected? What example of how this innovation will be used would you best cite?
Well, I think regardless of a specific example, I think it's so exciting, but because it is helping agriculture be more efficient, minimizing the inputs, maximizing the outputs, and improving profitability. And, you know, in North Dakota, we like to say we feed and fuel the world, and this is such a key part of it. We know we have significant workforce challenges, and everything autonomous is helping us solve those workforce challenges.
Well, we really appreciate you guys catching up, and I know we'll schedule a time to talk more, Lieutenant Governor Miller, when we have a chance to cover a few other things, but it was good to hear from both of you today, and I'm very excited for what's happening. Incredible milestone on the fundraising. Kudos to Greg Tavine and the whole team at Virgin Prairie, and thanks to you, Lieutenant Governor. We appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep, you too. Talk again soon. Looking forward to it. Short break, back with your calls, questions, and comments. We'll open phone time on What's On Your Mind.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tickets for tomorrow night's wonderful event hosted by Capstone Classical Academy. An evening with the president of Hillsdale College, world-renowned Hillsdale College, and their president, Dr. Larry Arn. An evening of celebration, of thought, and of giving. Tomorrow night, Grand Ballroom of the Delta Hotel by Marriott. You will not want to miss this opportunity to hear from one of the nation's acclaimed voices on learning, character, faith, and freedom. You can reserve a table or tickets at capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com, for Dr. Larry Arne in Fargo for Capstone Classical Academy. They are about sold out. So if you want to go and you've been thinking about it, send a quick email if you'd like, events@capstoneclassical.com if you want more information, or go to capstoneclassical.com and just click on the effort to reserve your tickets for that event tomorrow night with Dr. Larry Arne. I'm really, really, really looking forward to that. I've heard his speeches many times, seen him elsewhere, heard people like our own Charlie Kirk talks a lot about Dr. Larry Arne and Hillsdale College, and here he is in Fargo. So it's going to be a great night. I don't know about you, but, you know, when I put my list of things that worry me for the future of America, education is first and foremost, and we are living with the damage of indoctrination that has happened with students. What do you think Black Lives Matter is an outcrop of? You know, the whole you're the victim crowd. Go out there, you're the victim. Give me a safe space. All that crap came from education.
Oh, yeah, woke, woke, woke.
Exactly
I
right.
I love Hillsdale and their mission and how they do it.
You have a quick clip from James Comer talking about Hunter Biden's business dealings that seem to be not getting mainstream media attention. I know it's weird. They have all kinds of new information on this. What's Comer saying?
This is just he was on Hannity just to.
They go in there and they try to sell access to Joe Biden, and they're selling access to some of the worst people in some of the worst countries in the world.
Uh-huh.
And they're caught red-handed at this. This isn't an allegation from James Comer and the House Oversight Committee. This is the real deal.
And the evidence just keeps piling up. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's unbelievable. Remember KT McFarland?
I do.
She was with Newsmax talking about this and about the evidence that keeps piling up, and was on with Chris Salcedo. Saying that the final shoe is maybe has dropped here.
Learning new details in the Biden's alleged criminal bribery scheme, former Ukrainian prosecutor Shokin finally speaking out. He said he was fired as a result of a pressure campaign brought on by the Obama regime because he was investigating Burisma. He also said the Bidens took those bribes. As you know, the Democrats impeached President Trump with far less credible and far less evidence than the GOP has produced over the last 6 months. How much more evidence do Republicans need, do you think, to take some action here?
Well, hopefully the final shoe is now dropped. I was in the meeting that then Vice President Biden at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, and he bragged. And he bragged and he said, well, I told the Ukrainian government, unless they fired that special investigator, they were going to lose $1 billion in aid. And everybody in the audience, ha, ha, ha. And then Biden said, and they fired him right away. And I'm thinking, really, are we really, is this Vice President of the United States really admitting that he interfered with a bribery investigation in Ukraine? And how is this okay? You know, if you look back at the timeline, the first thing that they said at the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop came out. Well, the story was, wow, it was all Russian disinformation. And then when that turned out not to be the case, well, you know, it was just Hunter Biden. Joe knew nothing about it. Well, now when it turns out that's not the case, Joe Biden was in the meetings, he was on the speakerphone. Now that their new version is, well, you know, he may have known about it, and Hunter may have taken the money, but it didn't affect policy. But you go back to the meeting that I was in, and President Biden openly said it affected policy. So to me, that's case closed. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you got these guys red-handed. And if you look at the timeline, and now the whistleblowers, and now the Ukrainian prosecutor, and all the other people who are coming forward, it's a clear connection. The money was paid. The investigation was called off. Ukraine got $1 billion of aid, and the Bidens got a couple of million. And for that, they sold American national security down the drain.
Oh, I love KT McFarland. She is so eloquent in explaining this stuff because you get lost in the weeds. You wonder, is that new? Is that not new? Where's this? Where? She explained it all beautifully. Beautifully. Now it's up to Republicans. Now it's up to Republicans to take all the information we have and give us an outcome we seek for it. And if that isn't at least an inquiry to impeachment on Biden, I don't know what is.
Oh,
you know,
right?
The Kevin McCarthy plan. Yeah, exactly right.
Wait for that, too.
All right, 701-271-1100 will get you in here. There's a few texts waiting as well. Somebody said, hey, tell Mike Lindell, our greatest warrior, that the Wall Street Journal called the final score for the Tucker Carlson-Trump interview 190 million views versus 12 million on Fox. And we've talked about that. I'm sure Mike's aware, but I appreciate the kind comments about Mike. He is certainly
he's a beast.
A warrior. Yeah.
Hey, we got an email from the Peach folks. They're opening up early. They're open now. They started at 10 o'clock and they're going right the Holiday Inn parking lot in 13th Avenue South in Fargo, going till 6. So they decided to get out there early, earlier than they were going to. So they're underway now until they sell out. So get over there.
Not many left. And you get a half lug or a full lug. And do me a favor. Tell them, hey, I heard about it on the flag, and I want those peaches. So
open Rotary.
Exactly. By the way, yesterday, City of Grand Forks started a resurfacing of 32nd Avenue South. For folks that are not familiar with Grand Forks, 32nd Avenue South in Grand Forks is almost like 32nd Avenue South in Fargo. It's just a major busy thoroughfare.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they're resurfacing it, so they're going to be working around the clock for the next couple of days. But be aware, there'll be multiple lane closures with those lanes closures changing on a regular basis. So expect a little chaos there on 32nd Avenue South in Grand Forks. One other news note here. I had my stack of stuff, Kevin, is a story that is breaking out that the CO2 transport infrastructure realm may get $500 million in a Department of Energy boost. Okay, this grants later this year. And what are they? Where they're developed, what the $500 million goes for from the federal government to facilitate the development of carbon dioxide transportation infrastructure. Now, folks, we're doing this. We're doing this. And, of course, the carbon capture part of this comes with carbon enhancement of oil recovery. You use the carbon to enhance oil recovery. In other words, get more out of the ground than you otherwise would without the carbon. That in my mind, is good uses for carbon. And it goes to my argument on why the Summit Carbon Solutions Project and others like it are so important. We're taking a tiny sliver of man-made carbon, we're putting it in a pipe, and we're using it to enhance oil recovery, or we're storing it in geology well below. And the CO2 pipelines that have existed are safe. Anybody that tells you these pipelines are not safe are wrong. Just like the people from Dakota Access Pipeline said, it's going to ruin the water, it's going to ruin the... These are eco-terrorists. Do pipelines fail? You bet they do. Can it happen? Absolutely. How often does it happen? Rarely. And I mean very, 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 very rarely. In other words, if you're concerned about the risk from a CO2 pipeline to your home, your farm, your pets, your operation, then you should never fly. You should never get in an airplane. Because the chances of anything happening in that regard are about the same as a plane crash. Is the risk? Yes. But it is minuscule. Can't let the anti-pipeline folks win. We just can't. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary. With over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, My Slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack. He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Our battle at the border. The invasion is on. You know about it. Everybody knows about it. Who's doing something about it? Tell you what, folks, the pain point has to get there politically for the Democrats to recognize the damage they've caused. And I fear that's going to be something really, really bad when you think about the bad actors that have come into this country. Maybe then. I don't want it to wait till then. I want a fix sooner. And one of the reasons we're able to hope for that is the fact that Todd Benzman does some great reporting on the border and joins us regularly on the What's on Your Mind show, so we're looking forward to chat with him with just a second here. Also brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. We had Dr. Todd Schaefer on yesterday from Sanford Health, president of the Bismarck region. He talked about COVID and said, slight uptick in cases, but nothing in the lines of ending we've seen. But some people hear the word COVID and a new strain, and they instantly think, all right, let's get ready for what's next. One of the ways you can do that is with indoor air quality. And know that not only COVID or any virus, any mold, any bad stuff in the air that you're breathing, they have the ability, with an addition to your furnace, an HVAC system, to filter that out. And they've done this for the schools, they've done this for the hospitals and long-term care facilities, and they do it for homes too. And it's very economical. So find out more, hatandsons.com. They're everywhere. If you want it done in South Dakota, you want it done in North Dakota, you want it done in Western Minnesota, they can do it. Montana, hatandsons.com to find out more, hatandsons.com. Todd Benzman is back with us. He is, of course, I think the senior reporter of every bit of news gathering that's happening down there. Todd Benzman's on the front lines, and he doesn't ever leave. It isn't like these other people that beam in and beam out when they see, oh, they're crossing the river today. Let's go down there and do a report and stand by and talk about it. He's actually there the whole time. Todd, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, I thought of you when I heard this story about a Pakistani doctor that's got an H-1B temporary work visa to work at Mayo Clinic and now is going to federal prison for incubating a plot to kill fellow Hippocratic oath takers while behind enemy lines, he said, as he wrote in an encrypted jihadist social media channel. And the jihadist social media channel made me remember your book and what you said was possible. Remind folks about your book.
Well, I actually have a couple. One is America's Covert Border War, which is all about this exact problem, the untold story of the nation's battle to prevent jihadist infiltration through our immigration system and over the border. And then my new book is Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. And that provides an update on the first book. But the issues are complex, but quickly, what this really kind of boils down to is security vetting. We have so many millions of people being allowed into the country through non-immigrant visas, through this particular Pakistani doctor came in on an H-1B visa, which is set aside for, you know, professional workers to come in, software engineers and lots of doctors from all over the world. And this was a doctor, a surgeon, actually, from Pakistan, who appears to have already been radicalized and a jihadi before he even came in 2018. And as soon as he got in, by the way, to the Mayo Clinic, very prestigious medical research institute in Rochester, Minnesota, starts talking to his jihadist buddies in encrypted online apps about, you know, he's going to go slaughter all the other doctors in the Mayo Clinic, and how badly he wants to die in the process and become a martyr. This guy was hardcore. He was a doctor. But the question that I raise in my New York Post piece is, you know, what kind of security vetting really goes on with people who are doctors and high-level, highly trained professionals with really impressive advanced degrees? And the answer is hardly at all. And I just point out that, you know, just because people are coming into the country who are doctors does not immunize them from our obligation to really thoroughly vet all of them, especially if they're coming from countries of terrorism concern like Pakistan. This guy was just now sentenced to 18 years in prison. This is a recent case. But, you know, it matters because under Donald Trump, you know, he put in place travel restrictions, very strict travel restrictions on just these kind of visas from just those kind of countries. That just ended the whole prospect, really, of importing terrorists into the country like this. And the first thing that Joe Biden did was he eliminated all of those restrictions. And so now they're just pouring in, I mean, 700,000 plus H-1B applications just this year. 400, almost 500,000 last year. These numbers are just, they make it impossible for us to really vet people coming in from those countries. So that's kind of what the piece is about. I think this is, that's not a border issue. That's more of a visa security vetting issue.
Although I would take exception with that in the sense that the same belief set, listener just said they're not radicals, they're fundamentalists, whatever you want to call them. This doctor who came here on H-1B visa, which, by the way, are necessary, you know, and very much needed. I know some people say, don't want them. I mean, agriculture relies on them because they can't find the workforce. So, but the question you pose is, are we vetting them properly? Obviously not, if a Pakistani doctor is able to do what he did. But I'm more worried about people that think like this Pakistani doctor that are walking across our borders right now. Isn't that the real pain point here?
Absolutely, because it just so happens that yesterday when this published, CNN, of all places, came out with a blockbuster story about how an ISIS smuggler brought in at least a dozen Uzbeks over the southern border and that they were all released into the country. So there's this feverish FBI manhunt going on all over America to track down these Uzbeks to question them. That raises all kinds of issues. For one, all Uzbeks should be held in custody until FBI can get to them for interviews anyway. As I outline in my book, America's Covert Border War, that's supposed to be the process. They should not be trying to interview them after they're released and wandering around the country. That's the first problem right there. So they're trying to hunt them all down. If an ISIS smuggler brought them in, there's a chance that those guys are ISIS who have been brought into the country to kill us. So, I mean, it makes sense for them to be on this feverish manhunt, but they should not have to be on a feverish manhunt. They should have vetted these people while they were in custody at the border. That tells me that, that America's covert border war is breaking down if they weren't interviewed face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball. It's supposed to happen. That's a major story, and it's not the first time. I'm writing a piece right now. In fact, I was writing it as you call, when you called, but just in July last month, the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General released an investigative report about a Colombian who was on the FBI's terror watch list who waltzed right in over the border and made his way to Florida. And they didn't even discover it until after he was gone.
Yep.
And that caused a feverish manhunt. Thank God they caught him 2 weeks later in Florida. And, you know, I don't know what happened to him after that, but he was on the FBI's terror watch list, as have been at least 240 people who have crossed that border have been on the FBI's terrorism watch list that we know of. So it's a real problem down there with this mass migration crisis. All of these systems that were well in place before Joe Biden entered office are on the rocks. They're off the rails. They're not happening. We're having all kinds of problems like this now. And so fingers crossed.
This is unbelievable, folks. Quick update on the app, CBP One app, and what we talked about last time where the lines were so long for the freebie entry into the United States that some people were peeling off the end of the line and going back to crossing illegally in the rivers. Is that still happening?
In escalating fashion. It looks like August is going to be a banner month. August is the dog days of summer, man. Normally, you know, it slows down a lot down in, on the border because it's so hot and horrible. But the numbers are just escalating. July was 30% higher than June. August is going to probably be 30% higher than July. They're peeling off the CBP one line. They're not waiting. They don't want to wait. And they don't have to wait because when they peel off that line, you know, waiting for the app for their appointment to be allowed in over the bridges, you know, they can just get in anyway when they cross illegally. We're letting them in just the same. So why bother, right? I mean, so you're just seeing just thousands and thousands of people just pouring in over the border, especially in family groups and unaccompanied minors all around the, I mean, I think the hottest spot right now is the Rio Grande Valley again. It just moved up to number one. But Tucson is a huge, Tucson sector is a huge spigot. Del Rio is a big spigot. So there are like three main kind of spigots where they're just pouring through and being allowed in. They're just being allowed in. That's why.
And by the way, where's the media? Where are they? Even a lot of the conservative media is gone. They're gone. They're not following us anymore. The story's old. It's boring to them. And you know about this because we're talking to Todd Bensman. It's just unbelievable. I'm glad CNN, you know, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. So good for CNN for finding the squirrel, you know, finding the nut, rather.
I mean, this is crazy. It's not going to end well.
Maybe it is. Tell folks how they can follow your work, Todd.
For one thing. Oh, okay, yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, some of the media may be in places like New York and Massachusetts and Chicago, where just hundreds of thousands of these immigrants fresh off the border are just pouring in there and nobody knows how to pay for them or what to do. But you can follow me at Bensman Todd on Twitter. I think it's called X now. My book, Overrun and America's Covert Border War, are on Amazon. Just look it up by my name.
It's Todd Bensman, B with a boy, E-N-S-M-A-N. Todd, thanks a ton. We'll talk to you again soon. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along snow blowing, and then You hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Come on, man.
Who's hungry?
Huh? Who's hungry? Did Joe Biden, did he invite us to lunch right there? Is that what he did?
The song is The Old Man Down the Road.
Got it. I was a little slow on the uptake there. Yeah, exactly right. I thought he was inviting us to lunch. Come on, man.
I'm not joking. Think about it.
Let's go.
Exactly right. Exactly. Lunchtime, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience as always. Great car washes. Today's Tuesday. You get a double stamp Tuesday on your Lucky 7 Club card, stamped twice. Do you know also you can be an actual shareholder in PetroServe USA? If you go there regularly, you're always filling up everything else, you need to be a member. Just tell them you want to be part of the team there. They'll give you a little card to fill out, and you get a little rebate at the end of the year because they're a co-op, so it's kind of a neat deal. All right, listen, there's beef enchiladas on 45th Street today, tacos in Yulin, scalloped potatoes with ham at the Glendon PetroServe USA, Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo location at PetroServe USA, Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29 location, meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and country fried steak in Harwood and Valley City. I don't have the items, but they always crush it there. They're always the greatest. So that's right off exit 292 and I-94. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Well, we got to put a cherry on top of this show. A couple things I want to tell you about. One is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is putting on a series of out-of-the-darkness walks. And a company called Chord Energy, which is an energy company, it's actually, for folks that follow the oil and gas industry, it is the merger of Oasis Petroleum and Whiting Petroleum. They became Chord Energy, which was a new name. And they've introduced Chord Cares, which is a commitment to supporting important causes in communities all across North Dakota. All across North Dakota. If you know of one you think deserves their support, that's doing some great work, please send me an email. This is Scott H. Scott H. at flagfamily.com, and we'll connect you up with them. You can do that. I've got a couple of dates here, but there are many. September 9th in Watford City, 10th in Dickinson, 23rd in Williston, September 16th in Sydney, Montana. But these walks are going on all over, east, west, north, and south. You sign up at AFSP.org. AFSP.org. Way to go for Chord Energy. We appreciate that. That's a great thing. Also want to tell you that Kevin in Fergus Falls has a comment regarding the border. Let's go to Kevin here quickly. Kevin, you're up on what's on your mind, then I'll rip through a few of these texts as well.
Hey, Scott, Kevin, do you remember that major in the military that he was in there for a while? I think he was medical, that opened up on that air or that the base people, you know, kind of like betting, and you're in the military? Or was he just crazy?
I'm not sure I followed. Do you,
Kevin? I think it was the, Obama years or...
Talking about Benning?
Or is that Fort Benning? I don't remember where that was, but yeah, you're right. Okay, that far back, yes, yes. It was somebody in the military who was radicalized. Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
very good point,
Oh, yeah,
Kevin.
yes. There's been a couple of them, actually. But yeah, that, and there was a guy down at Fort Hood. I remember the Fort Hood shooter? That guy was a kind of a plant.
Anyway, I just... Yep. Wanted to remind you that.
No, it's a good point. They're here. It happens. And now they're pouring across the border, and nobody knows where they're going. The gotaway is unbelievable. A listener that just stopped at PetroServe USA in Valley City said, I had a choice of chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich. So there we go.
Ah,
now we took care of that one as well.
Thank you.
Here's a listener that said, I'm not anti-pipeline. I'm not anti-pipeline. I'm anti-eminent domain. And I'm against making leftists more money via their green carbon capture. Anything green almost certainly has less leftist fingerprints on it, all over it. Caller's exactly right. And one thing I want to say, when I say we can't become anti-pipeline, I don't mean that you shouldn't have the right to decide what goes on your land. Landowner rights are extraordinarily important. In fact, I would say the bedrock of this country going back to our founding fathers. Absolutely. Now, unfortunately, some people who have stirred the pot that don't like this pipeline, don't want it to happen, don't want this to succeed, so the oil and gas industry in North Dakota has a better chance of survival going forward. I mean, literally, that's what we're talking about. The coal industry, don't think the coal industry is under attack? It is. So we are taking advantage of their stupidity, basically, and designed a system that beats them at their own game. Why wouldn't we do that?
Great question.
Why wouldn't we do that? And again, it's a sliver of the carbon. It's the sliver of the man-made carbon. It's now to eminent domain. The people that have been stirring things up on this are leading you to believe that the pipeline is going to use eminent domain all over the place, all over the place. They should pledge not to use eminent domain. Well, if they pledge not to use eminent domain, the pipeline doesn't get built. But they're smart enough to realize you've got to go out and talk to landowners and get that mosaic just perfect on where it goes. Your farm there, jigging, you're jubing and jiving around, and get it done. And when you do, you're 80, 90, 95, 98% of the way there, and now you need a sliver of land that you have so far not gotten. You go to that landowner and say, what's your price? Now, I'm told that the eminent domain cases that have happened on this, which are super rare, the landowners end up with less money than if they had just negotiated on the front end. But 80% of landowners are signed up. They've already signed up. So it's something to think about, and I think we just need to turn down the temperature, be kind to us, be neighborly, and talk rationally about the Summit Carbon Solutions Project for sure. All right, out of time. Thanks, Kev. God bless, folks. Yep. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.